I'm done.
Hopefully you didn't have a concussion.
I actually have, I'm pretty sure I have a picture running around on social media of it still. There is a fist size welt on my forehead from cracked by this thing. I went home that day. I was done after that.
Yeah, I hope so.
That was like my second or third game in for the day too. And I was just, I'm done. I don't want to play anymore. I'm gonna go home now.
I'm going to stick to pool. I'm good.
I'm going to do this in a video game or something. Right.
I play laser tag. Much safer.
You know, honestly, I went to go play laser tag just to give it a shot because I like paintballing so much. And I was super disappointed when I went out there. They use CO2, as it turns out, as well in laser tag. I thought it was just an IR laser, but these guys use CO2 to simulate the kick of a gun. And they're getting mad because I was shooting too much. Excuse me?
Like, how can you be shooting CO2 too much in a shooting game? That makes no sense.
Yeah. Didn't go back there.
Now, when we went to play laser tag, I don't remember exactly where we went to do it, but I don't remember him using CO2. It was just the laser, and there was like a little sensor.
I guess they were just, I don't know.
They're extra, weird.
They're extra. They wouldn't let us sprint either, which really bugged me, because being a paintballer, it's like, all right, get out into the open field, run as fast as you can to the next piece of cover.
Man, I'm here to play some real life Call of Duty. Damn it.
And I go sprinting past someone, and he's just, no sprinting, no sprinting. What? You want me to walk and get shot by you?
We just do a fast walk.
That's what brisk I ended up pace. Doing. A fast walk, crouch down. I can't do it because I'll go off cam. But yeah, crouch down, 90% bent knees, just a roadie run, but walking, which is so much worse.
I hope my death will be on your conscience for forever. That's great. That's really cool. So you're active somewhat with the paintballing.
Probably won't painting. Be so much because wintertime now, but come back in springtime.
Oh, me neither. I don't go out in winter. Like, I live in the South. Okay. I'm in Alabama. I know a lot of people hate on us because we can't handle the cold. My toes and my fingers get like so cold that they're almost numb. Sometimes my toes go actually numb when it's like below 70 degrees.
I understand that too. I actually used to be a lot better about the cold. I'm from New York originally, so I used to just have an affinity for it. I ended up moving out to Las Vegas for a summer, for just the summer.
And you were like, this is the life, man.
Never could do cold again after that. Have not been able to do it since. Cannot do cold. I shut down. And for that matter, that's why I don't paintball in the cold. I've played a couple paintball games in the cold, and after the second one I was like, man, even fully clothed here, everything's numb, I can't feel anything, my visor keeps fogging up, this is bullshit. How do people war like this? Get me the hell out of here. I didn't sign up for this.
I ask the same question whenever I try to go hiking in even the fall. Like, I just flat out cannot do it in the winter, but if it's above like 45 to 50 degrees, my boyfriend's like, hey, you want to go on a hike, knowing that I am obsessed with going on hikes. That is like my favorite form of exercise.
You can actually, especially some of the hikes around our state parks, I'm sure it's the same way down there, you can see some incredible things just on the random.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I moved up here, because there's no, like, Alabama is half mountain, half flat cotton field. So I moved up to the mountains as far up as I can go without it constantly snowing.
I also had a small stay in Alabama for like a month, and the only thing I remember about it, man, you guys get rain like every day.
In the summer. Yeah, for the last like 3 or 4 years. For some reason, it didn't used to be like that, but for some reason in June and July, there is a straight 3 weeks of rain, just constant. I think we actually, if you look it up on Google, I think if I remember this correctly, we get more rain than Washington State, which is insane.
All right, that is insane. Washington's like Britain. It's almost constantly overcast there.
But yeah.
I remember it would be sunny all day when I was staying down there, right around 12 to 2 o'clock, somewhere in there. Oh, it's getting dark. Better get inside. This thing's going to be quick. 20 seconds later, everything's wet and the storm's gone.
It just rained today. It was like we go through a week drought or maybe sometimes a month drought in the summer, and then it just rains constantly for the rest of the year.
I appreciate your state's consistency, though. Again, being from the Mo, being from Missouri, the saying around here is if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. right. I believe we are the only state I know of that gets all four seasons in 1 week. All four. Just
sometimes we do that too. If it's like late fall or early spring, it fluctuates so bad.
It was so rare. Just back in October, as a matter of fact. Mind you, it snowed a week ago here. But a week before that, we were 70 degrees, nothing. Last week of October is when it finally started being like, all right, 70, 70, 70. Didn't get that nice interchange period of like, here's your 60s and your 50s, guys. Nope, straight down to 30 and 40.
Yep, we're the same way, except we didn't get down to 30s yet. We've been kind of hovering in the 40s and 50s. We got like maybe 2 weeks of fall in the 70s, like lower 70s to high 60s. No, that was it. 2 weeks.
Trying to remember how much fall. I think we got like a week of fall in October, that middle week there. Maybe two. I don't know. Again, I try not to go outside too much. Unless I'm going to go play paintball.
Oh man. Okay, so let's get back on track.
Yep.
What are, it doesn't have to be about, you know, your hobbies or voiceover career or anything like that. Just in general, what are some life goals or dreams that you're working towards?
To get out and get a proper house at the moment is the current goal.
That everybody's goal. And in this no market, one can afford it. It's the one thing we want.
I was say, in this market, it's just like, I might be staying in this town for another couple of years, I guess. But that's the current life goal. Get out. Me and the wife are talking about kids. Another reason we're doing the job change here. Get a full benefits package. We've been discussing kids, so we want them. We're moving towards being able to actually have one is what I'm
running
around the bush about. In which I guess I just kind of outed me and my wife right there. Oh well, that's fine. People knew already, some people didn't. Now everyone who's watching does. Trying to have a kid, guys.
Well, it's great to hear that you're, you know, conscious that with the situation that you're currently in, you're not quite there yet. And that's why you're going through the job change and trying to get a better salary and benefits and stuff like that so that you can properly prepare yourself.
Yep.
Kids are expensive. I have cats. Probably, I'm good. I don't want kids. But
I'm aware I'll probably never properly be prepared. But I'd like it, you know, I'd like him to at least a little bit of financial stability. Didn't hurt anyone.
Right. Well, it's, you know, it's a real struggle from what I've heard, that, you know, you have unexpected emergency bills, you have doctor's visits, all of these shots that you got to give them, and then all the diapers that you got to buy if you're not using the reusable ones. I just think
back about the stuff I've done.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I've heard the horror stories. I have a brother. I know how it is.
Man, me and my brother at one point were just throwing crap at each other, just crap downstairs. I went to go block it. My brother congratulates me. He's like, good job, you blocked it, buddy. I was like 9 or 8 at the time. I slipped my wrist open. I was bleeding everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
And then I think about that. It's not a deterrent, but it does make me think that is going to suck.
My brother was constantly in trouble when he was a kid, and I don't remember much from my childhood, but I'm told that I was an instigator. I was a tattletale because he would constantly like, he did a few traumatizing things to me as a kid. And anytime that I could you know, out him to my mother was great. I loved it because they made a special wooden paddle, thick, man, like it was this thick specifically for him. So anytime he could get in trouble, I was sitting in the doorway just sniggering away. It was the greatest day of my life. I don't regret it, but we're friends now.
I think every family has some type of dynamic like that. I could think of stories my wife has told me. I know of my own older brothers. I was the youngest of six. I got stories for you, man. I got stories.
If you have siblings, you've been traumatized.
I would say, none that I can share on podcast, but I got stories for you, man. Trust me.
Oh, man. So, buying a house, starting a family. Is there anything... Any particular goal that you want to get with voiceover?
Right now, I'm moving towards trying to get to, I want to get a character demo going. I want to get an actual demo going. I have, you mentioned the stuff on my website earlier. At the moment, what I have is samples, which is samples of the work I could produce for you or the work I've done.
Right.
And even the actor sample at the bottom, it's a monologue. That I had ended up happening upon. I found a database filled with copyright free monologues. I cannot remember it offhand, unfortunately, to share it with you guys. Mm-hmm. So you can make your own if you're interested, but it's out there. It's on Google.
There's plenty of free scripts on Google that you guys can make samples of.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I ended up doing that and going that route. And currently right now, what I'm trying to move towards is I'm looking for a studio around here. There's a couple, there's a Clayton studio out here, and there's a couple others that I can't think of off the top of my head, but I have them on a list out there, trying to get up the money to get out there, sit there, talk with them, talk to one of their coaches out there local, and then talk to them about, hey, let's get a demo going. I'd like to put this demo on my website instead of these samples. Let's get a commercial demo going. Let's get a character demo going. And then I can start using that to advertise as opposed to my samples. Nothing wrong with the samples, but everyone, it's a demo, guys. Everyone wants a demo.
You got to start somewhere, and demos are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Especially given that you got to audition for everything anyway. Like,
yep.
I know demos are extremely important, but you know, when you don't have the money for it, you put whatever you can on your website.
I will
if you even
say,
have a website.
At least from my experience, as far as character voice acting, you're not gonna, unless you're like sending this off to an agent or something like that, or you're trying to get a part of an agency, you're not really gonna be, again, in my experience, sending too many demos out for character work.
You're just gonna be auditioning.
Exactly. If they have a script for you, they already have a script for you. They don't, you know, give it your voice. Whereas with commercial work, complete and solar opposite, you need those samples. You need that stuff. They have no reference, and they're not going to just provide you a script, especially if you're cold calling people. They're not going to just, okay, yeah, I like your voice right here on the phone. Go ahead and hit me with this. Here's a line. It's not going to happen. They're gonna need those samples, and they're going to need those demos, which is why demo just looks more professional, so it sells easier to corporations and businesses and restaurants and car dealerships when you try and sell your commercial work to them.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why most people recommend getting a commercial demo first. Commercial is one of the easiest ways to get into the business. You can show a really great range, and I find that a lot of voiceover work is commercials. I know a lot of people say that corporate narration and like e-learnings and explainers and stuff, but for me, at least, I have those demos. I've done several explainers. I've done like maybe one or two corporate narrations. If I knew then, several months ago, what I know now, I probably would have chosen to do an animation demo because my voice is high-pitched. And I was listening to people with, you know, a lot more experience than me. I don't regret making that corporate narration demo. But they have deeper voices. They have more calm, warm, soothing voices. Mine is more suited to toys and animation. So while I am going to be working on getting those demos, a lot of my work comes from commercials and explainers.
And you bring up a good point with the kind of knowing where your voice fits. If I do animation and stuff like that, I'm well aware of the fact that I'm playing an old man. I'm playing someone of mature age, a mentor style guy, something like that. That's where I'm falling in. Maybe an antagonist of some kind. It's not likely I will be a protagonist at any time soon. It's just not going to happen. I've accepted that. That's okay. I don't mind. I don't. Not to say it won't happen.
Well, that's why you take training and classes. Like, you know what you're good at, and that's going to be your main go-to. But you can always develop, other voices.
And going back to that rejection letter I mentioned earlier, again, they like the voice. If they like the voice, even if you don't get that particular role, there's no telling that you're not going to get a mention back for something else. Okay.
Exactly.
You auditioned for this like 6 months ago. Don't know if you're still interested, but hey, here's this bit part. Would you mind providing a voice for it? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for reaching back out and getting hold of me. I appreciate you reaching.
Thanks for reaching out. I gladly accept your offer.
And
on again, the inside, you're just like,
if you can't tell from my email strings, like, okay, yeah, I do that way too often, man. I type emails all day in an office. I'm so ready to get out of an office. I've gotten to the point where
though, when you have an office job.
That was the night, and I will say that that kind of gave me a leg up with auditioning, at least having this perspective on it. When you bid jobs in the construction world, you don't hear back. If you hear back, you probably got it. If someone's calling you, if you get an email, you probably got it. Other than that, you didn't hear back, move on, didn't get it. And then the same respect to how you type up your emails when talking to these other office personnel and talking to these doing finances and yada, 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 really gives you a good sense of, it doesn't seem like it might be so important, but the structures of your emails to these people is incredibly important.
God, I've heard some horror stories from agents and casting directors on the emails that they get. And I'm just like,
sound as professional as you can in your email. Just
how do you not sound professional when you're sending an email?
You have time to type it. You're not talking to someone. Come on. I do that at work when a message sent from iPhone. Okay, this is going to be a good one. Click. Oh, he didn't even type out full words.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Exactly.
Oh, honey child. You have some work to do.
and that's just me as a guy receiving emails at this business, how I'm responding to another business sending me emails. And I'm going,
if any of you out there are sending, like, text lingo in your emails to professional places,
please learn
some email etiquette. Oh man, so what are some people that inspire you, or do you have any role models?
So as far as role models for voice acting, I'm just gonna rattle off five off the top of my head, because these are the people that always come to mind when I think about voice acting or what I'm striving. One of them is a more recent guy. And I actually followed him all the way up through his buildup on Team Four Stars Final Fantasy VII Machina Bridge series. And now I don't even watch the show, but I heard his voice on it and was like, wait a minute, and started looking into it just from a YouTube video. Come to find out, he is now Deku on Hunter x Hunter. Or not Hunter x Hunter, sorry.
My Hero Academia.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know what. Scatterbrained. Again, I apologize.
All good.
That's Justin Briner. And it was just really, really neat to see him go from, hey, I'm doing this on this internet dub of this game, to I'm Deku. I'm the protag. So that was really inspiring, and I think about that guy a lot. Like, all right, he and then what that show, that Final Fantasy Machine, and he's been doing stuff before then too. He's been working before then, and that show ran for like 5 years. So you could probably track his work back to 10 years ago easily. He's been doing this for a decade. He deserves that pro tag spot.
Right?
He worked for it. And then Kevin Michael Richardson's another guy that comes to mind, being deep voiced as well. I take a lot of inspiration from him. And he gets a lot of the cooler video game characters too. He's Shao Kahn from Mortal Kombat. And then he turns around and, hey, he's the Joker.
Isn't that awesome? You never know what you're going to do in voice acting.
His range is fantastic. And then Steve Bloom, of course. And the reason that Steve Bloom is so inspiring to me is, on the one hand, yeah, he's Spike Spiegel from Cowboy Bebop. But on the other hand, he's like every other background stormtrooper in this. He's like every other background character in this. He's like every other soldier in this video game. He's like every other person. He is every background character. And you get so exposed to his voice just doing anything, it's impossible not to hear him.
And he coaches.
And he does coach too as well. I haven't sat down for one of his coaching sessions just yet, but I did note that he coached as well. So I get a lot of inspiration from him just because that man's grind is unreal. He just works. And so the point where I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I can't tell you if it was from an interview or some text I read or if it was just a joke, but at one point I believe he said he's done so many roles he couldn't even tell you anymore. Yeah, that might be me.
Ain't that the goal? Do so many roles, I can't remember them all.
But on the other hand, and this will round up my five inspiring people for voice acting, is you have and now her name is escaping me, Jennifer Hale and Laura Bailey are also two really big They both have been voice acting for two decades plus. I can go back and play Knights of the Old Republic right now and listen to, forgive me if I misquote which one of the two it is because I get it mixed up sometime, but I'm almost 100% it's Jennifer Hale. And then I can shoot 10 years in the future and go play Mass Effect, and there's Jennifer Hale again. And then I can shoot 10 years in the future and go play something else, I'm sure. Nothing that I can think of off the top of my head because I have not played stuff recently. But I guarantee she's in it. She didn't stop working. And that's why them two are so inspiring. Is I've grown up with their voices. I've heard them my entire life. And they're damn good at what they do. We'll go specifically with Jennifer Hale's character, since I mentioned it already, in Knights of the Old Republic. The amount of acting you'd have to do in that game, as it is, in a game that's based off of Dungeons and Dragons, where you can have any reaction to anything.
Yeah.
And you have 20 different, one conversation has 30 different outcomes. That's a shit ton of acting, man. Excuse my language, I'm sorry.
That's awesome, though. And I bet she had a lot of fun with it, too.
It seems like it, honestly. That's what I appreciate about her works, too, is I can tell when she's enjoying her roles. You can tell somewhat with the other guys, too, but you can really hear it in her voice when she's really feeling a role, because she disappears into the character, and just you can almost see the smile, you know, behind the character's voice.
That's a really nice setup of voice actors that are inspirations and role models for you. And I love that you have, like, even five of them, because most people, you know, they only have, like, two or three. Some people have a whole bunch, but if for me, as someone who doesn't really have specific role models or like I don't really idolize people like that, it's really nice to hear other people supporting someone else and striving to have bits and pieces of that lifestyle incorporated into their own. That's really awesome. So let's wrap up with some advice. What advice, if it's just one piece or maybe two, do you have for creatives that are trying to find their medium, like whatever it is that they have a passion for, And how can they make a career out of it?
You know, I hate to say, just kind of throw things at the wall, man, but throw things at the wall. You never know what you're going to end up being good at. And once you find something you're passionate about, you don't necessarily have to make it a career. But if you do choose to make it a career, go into it knowing, you know, you're turning your hobby into a career now. So it's your job, because it is a job. And you're not always going to get to do the fun things, and just bear that in mind. But other than that, yeah, honestly, just throw things at a wall. Do, you know, listen to some music, sit down and write. Maybe you find out you're good at writing something, anything, write anything, you know. You can look up prompts too. If that helps you for writing prompts, you can look up prompts online. Give yourself something to write about. Maybe you'll find that you're good at drawing if you give yourself a shot at drawing. And if that's the case, again, I seriously suggest throwing music on. Music is a massive muse for me. That gets me going a lot of the times. Am I trying to get into the booth? Gonna throw something inspiring on, depending on what I'm trying to do. I've definitely listened to some heavy metal before I've came in here and voiced an evil character. Got to make myself feel like a, you know, a baddie.
Get that villain confidence.
and you know, you sometimes just having that music going in the back of your head while you're getting in here, and hey, I got my own backing track now. All right.
This is my theme song.
But that's my biggest piece of advice. And even as a musician, if you're a musician, if that's your medium, listen to other music. Take inspiration from what they're doing and really listen to the energy of it, because that's what you want out of it. You don't, not the lyrics, not the composition, the actual energy these band members are sharing as they play together. That's what I want you to listen out for. I'm sorry, I'm getting very like philosophical with
this. No, I love it. Keep on, go.
But listen for that energy that they're sharing with each other and try and grasp at that. And if you get what I'm saying, you get what I'm saying. Just give it a shot and listen for it. And you'll find that eventually you're going to start hearing their coordination and their speechless communication, and they're communicating with each other, honestly, with their soul, because music is of the soul. So you should be able to latch on that and find some type of inspiration from it. You should be able to honestly take some of that energy for yourself that they're sharing, and use that in whatever work you're trying to do. At least, again, that's what I do.
Probably I love
sound
it.
I probably sound like a massive hippie, but I don't care. That's what I do.
I do it all the time. It's okay. If you like, no matter what your creative medium, even if it's not creative, you know, it's okay to fail.
To that point, yeah. I was actually just having this conversation with my sister. She was talking about how all of us have something creative to do, and she's like, you and your wife, you have the spray painting and the voice acting, and you know, our brother-in-law over here, he works on cars and he makes cars look all pretty, and I don't have anything. And I'm like, sis, you're a social media influencer. You have like 300 comments whenever you post anything. You talk about trending topics. In a way, you're a writer. This is a loose art form, but that's an art. Communicating with people, connecting with people, it's an art. I can't do it. I suck at connecting with people. I'm too socially anxious all the time.
Oh my gosh, that's something that we all are working on as voice actors. Networking. But yeah, no matter what it is, you guys, just go for it. Don't be afraid to fail at it, because you know, most things you're not going to be good at it right off the bat. And that's going to be a few of you are going to be the exception. You know, there's several of us that are just naturally good at a lot of things. But for the majority, you got to grow some skill. If drawing is what you think you might like to do, take a couple of classes, maybe watch some YouTube videos. People teach for free on there. Go for it.
By people's social media posts at all. Those are snapshots of the good times. People don't share their bad times. Those
exactly.
Snapshots of the good times.
Don't be comparing yourselves to other people. Most of the time, you'll just see what they want you to see.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, nobody wants to be viewed as flawless. Flawed.
Flawed. Yeah.
Flawed. Need food. All right, so next week we have Jalen Terry, who is actually a video game, an indie game developer, who I will be providing voiceover services for a couple of characters in his upcoming video game next year. So stay tuned for that. And Kurt, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your experience and
it's been being vulnerable. Pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for having me aboard.
All right, guys. Go check out his website, voice samples. Go do something you love. And I'll see y'all next week.
Bye. Bye.